back to this week's edition of Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your new go-to tech girl for all those burning tech questions, heck, lifestyle questions, for which you can find answers nowhere else. My email address is bageltechmissy@gmail.com. And let me tell you, friends, our inbox was overflowing this week. It was fantastic. So many to go through. If you've sent me a message and I haven't gotten to it yet, fear not, I will. Shall we get started? We've got so much to go through. All right, question number one. Let me just kind of move my little windows around here. Dear Bagel Tech Missy, love the show and all that caper. He said caper. Isn't that the best? Would you be kind enough to help me with a technological dilemma, please? I used to have a phone with a keypad that went from QWERT blah, 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 to ZXC at VBNM. With real keys. And he put that all in uppercase. I don't even know what that means, but maybe if we keep reading, we can figure it out together. I learned to touch type so I could email and do all kinds of modern type communications without having to look at my phone, leaving my eyes free to regard the beauty of the world and not stumble into bollards. I don't know what a bollard is. I'm from across the pond. Now, though I have a Samsung Galaxy Caramel, or is it Caramel? You know, there's two ways. I'm actually a caramel girl myself, but Caramel's also right. That's a great thing about caramel people. We can all get along. We're all right. Not the ice cream, which is smooth. Smooth. I think that might mean, like fancy, smooth. I now have to watch my screen while I type, otherwise, while avoiding puddles and small children, and I find autocorrect won't take up the slack. What can you recommend that can keep me using my shiny Android while out and about, but limit the likelihood of my collision with street furniture? Best wishes to you and yours, your biggest fan. And then he puts in terms of depth and width when multiplied. So cute. I can't pronounce his name. It looks like funicular. So I'm just gonna call you Fun. Dear Fun, here's my advice for you. You have an Android phone, right? It's an Android phone. That's your problem. To prove my point, let me just give you a little research material, a little reference here. Back in the late 70s, I'm going to say, there was a movie, and you might not know about it. So what I recommend you do is go like on Netflix or iTunes or the video store and just rent it. Okay, ready? It's called Star Wars. It's real easy to remember. Just Star Wars. And it was a science fiction movie. And they had, it was a bunch of stuff with, you know, big explosions. And there were spaceships and fights with laser swords. But one of, actually a couple of the main characters were called Androids. They were robots, and they screwed up all the time. Why on earth would you have a phone that's called an Android? I think that should probably tell you right off the bat the kind of phone it's going to be. Here's what you do, though. Fear not, because I'm all about solutions. After you've picked up your Star Wars movie and watched it, so you can feel me, just go to the phone store and ask them for a new phone. And this is what you're going to ask them for. Ask them for a smart phone. You want to write it down? Go ahead. I'm just going to wait right here. Just grab a piece of paper. Don't try keeping it in your phone. It'll probably end up all misspelled. So go ahead. You back? Okay, it's a smart phone. Just ask him for that. You're gonna be so much happier. You know what? My advice to you is just leave the Android phones to the sci-fi movies. Do you feel me? Okay, let's move on to question number two. Dear Missy, for the last few years, I have been getting free Wi-Fi from my neighbor. That's the best! You know, really, that's what being a neighbor is all about. However, it now appears that I need a password to get it. Oh, they never told me the new password, and when I bring the matter up with them, they tend to get a little annoyed for some reason. Missy, disapproving look again. I'm so desperate that I've had to type this email from work. That's horrible! Please, can you tell me how to properly ask my neighbors to give me their Wi-Fi password? SadNet user from Cardiff. Oh, SadNet user, that just made me sad. That kind of makes my heart cry. You know, I think that it's fair to say that some people are just a little snippy. You know, I'm sure this isn't the only area in which they're snippy. This is what I recommend. First thing you do is take over maybe some cookies or some brownies and ask them again. And if that doesn't work and they're still annoyed and snippy, SadNet user from Cardiff, you might need to move. You know, there are a lot of people on this home that we call planet Earth. Gosh, there's at least 300 million people. I'm sure you can find one that's willing to be truly neighborly and share their Wi-Fi password with you. Am I right? You know I'm right. So try the cookies, try the brownies, and if not, you know what? You just get the heck out of there. Good advice? I think so. Okay, let's move on. My next question comes to me from Jane. Dear Missy, my boyfriend just bought me a super new shiny laptop thingy with built-in Wi-Fi. She means Wi-Fi. Jane, it's okay. Don't worry, I did the same thing because you know what? It looks like Wi-Fi, doesn't it? I think, you know, if they're going to do Wi-Fi, they should have made it with a Y instead of an I. Hello, who was in charge of that spelling? It works great when I'm in the house as I can keep up on all Soaps Chat. I love Soaps Chat. Call them my stories. I love my stories. I'm with you, Jane. But as soon as I take it with me to the park, I can no longer go on the internet. Oh, please tell me my new laptop. I named it Lappy, by the way. That's precious. Isn't broken, and she put a sad face. Hugs and kisses, Jane from London. Oh, Jane from London, I really hate to tell you this, but there are some laptops that work anywhere. I mean anywhere, at the beach, at the mall, at a park, in your house. And then there are some laptops that only work in certain places. They're called CP laptops, certain place laptops, and you can only use them in certain places. And you kind of have to look for that Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi little symbol, and that'll let you know that it will work there. Your boyfriend meant the best. I mean, that is so sweet. What he can do to make up for it, though, is buy you a really snazzy laptop cover. So you might be able to get something out of this. You know what I mean? Do you feel me? Some laptop knuckles? Yeah, that would be great. And just look for the Wi-Fi Wi-Fi symbol, and you can watch your stories anywhere that you see that sign. Okay, last question. Are you ready? Boy, we've just been plowing through them. Okay, let me find it here. Dear Missy, I love your show, and I have a question. I have recently heard an interesting phrase. It's called Googling yourself. I have just two questions. Is Googling yourself a sin? and will it make you go blind? Concerned from Bournemouth. That's a great question, and I'm thinking back from my childhood Sunday school days. I don't think anywhere in those Ten Commandments is anything about Googling yourself. And I think if it's not in those 10, you're fine. Gosh, I think a lot of people Google themselves. I've been Googling myself for years. I think it's natural. I think, you know, people are curious. And so, you know, you don't want people around when you do it because it's kind of embarrassing. But I think Googling yourself is perfectly acceptable. And I think even if people tell you that they don't Google themselves, they do. They just don't want to admit it. Now, if you're a little nervous or a little concerned that maybe you're feeling awkward because you've been Googling yourself for a long time, there's something new. I've tried it. I think it's fun. I think a lot of my friends have done it too. You can Bing yourself. It's called Binging yourself. You know, just go to Bing and Bing yourself. It's just really like Googling yourself. It's different, but the same. And I think that might just be a whole new experience for you. Just remember to kind of do it in private. You know, you don't want people thinking, oh, look, he or she is, you know, Googling or Binging themselves. It's kind of something you do alone. Kind of keep it to yourself. I think it's absolutely fine. Well, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac that it's time to wrap up today's show. Remember to send your questions, your comments, really anything you need to know to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. Gee, once again, thanks for spending time with me. I sure hope you learned a little something. And for today, I send you tech kisses and love. Bye.